Al, it's time to learn about Suikotsu this week.
Although most of what we learned is stuff we already knew.
Yes.
To an extent. I mean, like, we got his deep, dark backstory after a weird bumper.
Yeah, a scary bumper for some people.
Scared the bejeebus out of me.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode. Jared and Al watching Inuyasha is episode 118. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Al and Lady
Hello.
We are discussing season 5, episode 6, or episode 116, entitled The Exposed Face of Truth.
Whoa.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
We begin this episode, and Koga is getting taken to a cave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically about it for him this episode.
Yeah, he's still not doing great.
No.
Inuyasha does kind of like throw him down, though. And they're like, hey, be a little gentle.
No.
No. He's lucky I even carried him here.
We go back to Suikotsu and Jakotsu and the children, and he still cannot kill those children. And then a bee shows up and is like, hey, we gotta go. Sesshomaru's showing up. And Jakotsu's like, hey, we gotta go. Sesshomaru's showing up. They're gonna lure him into the barrier.
Gotta go with the barrier.
They're like, all right, let's go.
These and, kids can't wait.
Yeah, and then Kikyo shows up and is like, oh, children, hello. Oh, no. You should leave.
I'm going to steal this horse now.
I'm going to steal a horse. You can't stop me. And they're like, okay.
Okay. Everybody else is dead, so who's going to stop her?
Sesshomaru enters the barrier, and Jaken is very concerned because he cannot enter the barrier. It just does not. He tries a little bit, and then he's like, nah, I give up. Go ahead.
He gets the swirly eyeballs.
Jakotsu and Suikotsu are in the barrier, and then Sesshomaru is just like waiting for them. He's like, hey, what's up?
Hey.
And they start fighting, and Jakotsu notices that Sesshomaru is a little bit, his attacks are a little lesser than normal because of the barrier, so Jakotsu thinks that they have the advantage, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yay! We go to Sango and Moroku, who are lost in a cave.
Yeah.
And they spot a glowing thing and decide to follow it, because they're trying to find a way out of this cave. Of course, the glowing thing is Kohaku, who's trying to lead them out of the cave.
Yep.
Which I guess is, you know, it works in both ways here.
Mm-hmm.
Sesshomaru and Jakotsu continue fighting. Sesshomaru just acts like nothing's wrong. It's just like, whatever, who cares? Jakotsu is not happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Suikotsu the whole time is holding Rin and is like, I'm gonna kill her!
I'm gonna kill this kid!
Eventually, Sesshomaru comes up with a plan of just flinging his sword backwards into Suikotsu and then jamming his hand through Jakotsu.
It's pretty intense, really. Whoosh! I mean, it would have been a good plan if it had worked.
Yeah, but they're like, we can't die this way, you idiot. Ha 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 ha.
You gotta go for the throat, yeah. My guy.
And then Suikotsu's like, I'm gonna kill Rin. And right as he's about to do that, he gets an arrow right in the throat.
Right in the throat.
And it's Kikyo on a horse. She showed up in time this time. And we were like, wow. You were like, wow, she's a way better shot than Kagome, but it is Kikyo who, you know.
It was trained in that.
She is trained in the ways of archery, so she can be a good shot. And she just nails him directly in the throat where the jewel shard is, of course.
And purifies.
And then he's like, oh, thank you. I'm the doctor again.
I feel better.
Hello, Kikyo.
This is in my throat.
Would you please get this jewel shard out of me? It's very stinky. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I remember that I died once.
Bumper.
And I was like, oh, I'm scared.
It was the most inappropriately timed bumper, and it was just startling. And I'm easily startled, so it was just shocking. Did it not shock you at all?
I mean, I was like, this is out of the blue, but I wasn't scared.
Okay, I was going to say I wasn't scared, but I got startled.
I mean, it's very Al-like. Yeah. Suikotsu just lays there the whole time and tells us about how he became dual Suikotsu and how he, like, mm-hmm. he killed a man because this dude was killing the village, and then that very much affected him into gaining a split personality of murder Suikotsu, and then he joined the Band of Seven, and that's how we end up here, essentially.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. It was like, I'm gonna save this kid because I'm a doctor. And then the guy's like, whoop, kid's dead now. Now what are you gonna do?
No, you're not.
And they slit that man's throat and like, oh, Jesus Christ. This is a very like brutal episode in terms of like blood and skeletons and stuff like that. It was a lot. Pretty intense.
But yeah, he goes through all that and is like, hey, please take the jewel shard out so I can die, and
I just want to be dead.
yeah, it'll be good. And then Kikyo's about to do that, and then you see a sword just fly in and slit his throat, and then the jewel shard just flies out backwards
Somehow.
to Jokotsu, who's like, aha, I got the jewel shard, see you later.
Sucks to suck.
But Tsukikotsu's like, it's a good thing, now I can die, and then just transforms into a skeleton.
A skeleton. I mean, I guess he was already dead, so like it makes sense that once the magic's gone, you just turn into whatever you were before. The thing that I was pointing out was strange is that like his pants and things that should have been deflated were not deflated.
Maybe it was like armor or something.
His pants?
I mean, could have been.
I don't think the pants were armor. I mean, like I understand the armor up top, but like the
Gotta protect the
pants.
leggies.
I mean, you're right. Leggies are pretty
Or they're just
vulnerable.
like, yeah, whatever, who cares?
That's probably
Or
that.
he there's a lot of starch in that that outfit of his.
Yeah.
Could be that.
Could be that.
Yeah, he turns into a bag of bones, and Kikyo remembers her talk with Bankotsu about how they're dead and they will be dead again.
And also, Ren is like, oh, whoa. And then the Zashomaru starts walking away. She's like, okay, gotta go. Bye.
Yeah, she runs up to Kiki and is like, hey, thanks. And then Sesshomaru just starts running, walking away. She's like, okay, bye.
Is my ride. I gotta
I
go.
gotta go. Sesshomaru's just like, that's the lady who pinned my brother to a tree. She sucks.
Subtitle.
The subtitle, well, he, so in this, in the, what he says is that she smells of bones and graveyards, which is how they've been describing the Band of Seven and all that, of like, this is how dead
Yeah.
people smell. But for some
Yeah.
reason, the subtitle said that she smelled of bums in graveyard. This is very good.
It's very good. I was
He's like, oh,
crying
she's
laughing.
stinky.
She's stinky. God, brother, you have bad taste. Your girlfriend, your previous girlfriend, she smells like butts. Or, people without homes. I'm not sure which version of bums we're talking about.
Either way, Sesshomaru just like, she did my brother dirty. I don't like her. I gotta go. And then Kikyo just leaves and goes off in the other direction.
Leaves the horse, or the horse left her. I'm not sure
The
which.
horse probably left her, the right thing.
It couldn't deal with the pretentiousness. It's
Yeah.
like, I gotta go.
We go back to the cave.
The cave.
Kohaku leaves the cave, and Kana's like, you gotta make sure they don't follow us or something. Kohaku's like, yes, I understand.
I understand.
And then Boroku and Sango leave the cave, and she spots the cloak and is like, oh, this is what demon slayers use in the nighttime. Interesting. We still have a long way to go up this mountain. Anyways, and then we go back to Koga, who's still chilling. He's resting, and then we see Inuyasha just floating in the river,
Just
just
floating.
floating in the river, staring up at the sky, just like,
His hair's just all over the place.
And Shippa's like, what is he thinking about? This
What
man's
is
never thought hard in
happening?
his life.
Head empty.
No thoughts, head empty. Yeah, and that's how we end this episode, is just Inuyasha floating. This
Floating.
is pretty good.
It was pretty good. That was a good way to end it.
We got no notes this week, so let's talk about what we're going to be discussing next time, which is episode 117. It's vanished into a river, or vanished in a river of flames. Don't want to, say the title wrong, of course. Bald man Renkotsu's showing back up, and he's going to fight Inuyasha and them.
I forgot he existed until
The preview.
the preview, because I was trying to figure out how many Band of Sevens were left. The answer is three.
Three. So we'll see how he fares in this fight with Inuyasha and fire next week.
Yep.
Fire. But that's going to do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sac.cools, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at SeasonalAnimeCheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. So join us next week as Renkotsu brings a bunch of bombs.
Sweet.